Isaiah chapter 7. And it came to pass in the days of Ahaz the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, that Rezin the king of Syria, and Pekah the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up towards Jerusalem to make war against it, but could not prevail against it. And it was told to the house of David, saying, Syria has allied with Ephraim. And his heart was moved, and the heart of his people, as the trees of the wood are moved with the wind. Then the Lord Jehovah said to Isaiah, Go forth now to meet Ahaz, you, and Shear Jashub. A remnant shall return, your son, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field. And say to him, Take heed, and be quiet. Do not fear, nor be faint-hearted because of the two tails of these smoking firebrands, because the fierce anger of Rezin with Syria, and of the son of Remaliah. And because Syria, Ephraim, and the son of Remaliah, have taken evil counsel against you, saying, Let us go up against Judah, and harass it, and let us make a breach in it for ourselves, and set a king in its midst, even the son of Tabeel. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says, It will not stand, neither will it come to pass. Because the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin, and within 65 years Ephraim will be broken, it will not be a people. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is Remaliah's son. If you will not believe, surely you will not be established. Furthermore, the Lord Jehovah spoke again to Ahaz, saying, Ask a sign of the Lord Jehovah, your God, ask it either in the depth, or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord Jehovah. And he said, Hear now, O house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary men, but will you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Indeed, the virgin will conceive, and give birth to a son, and will call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Butter and honey he will eat, that he may know to refuse the evil, and choose the good. Because before the child, Isaiah's child, will know to refuse the evil, and choose the good, the land that you despise will be forsaken of both her kings. The Lord Jehovah will bring upon you, and upon your people, and upon your father's house, days that have not come, from the day that Ephraim departed from Judah. Even the king of Assyria. And it will come to pass in that day, that the Lord Jehovah will hiss for the fly that is in the furthermost part of the rivers of Egypt, and for the bee that is in the land of Assyria. And they will come, and will rest all of them in the desolate valleys, and in the holes of the rocks, and upon all thorns, and upon all bushes. In the same day the Lord will shave with a razor that is hired, namely, by those beyond the river, by the king of Assyria, the head, and the hair of the feet. And it will also consume the beard. And it will come to pass in that day, that a man will feed a young cow, and two sheep. And it will come to pass, because of the abundance of milk that they will give he will eat butter, because butter and honey everyone will eat who is left in the land. And it will come to pass in that day, that every place will be, where there were 1,000 vines worth 1,000 silver coins, it will even be for briars and thorns. With arrows and with bows men will come there, because all the land will become briars and thorns. And on all hills that will be dug with the hoe, you will not come there because of fear of briars and thorns, but it will be for the sending forth of oxen, and for the treading of lesser cattle.